better place.
A better place.
Live life with no excuses. Travel with no regret. By Oscar Wilde. オスカー・ワイルドの言葉。言い訳のない人生を送り、後悔のない旅をしよう。Hi, everyone! On my podcast again, I will have a guest.Who is a founder of an online media, Fukuoka Now. The guest today, Nick and his wife, Emiko-san, have been producing an online media about my hometown, Fukuoka, in both English and other languages, including Japanese, for about 25 years. The first episode was about his background story, how Fukuoka has been changing, and how unique Fukuoka is. So we basically gave you the overall picture of the city. On this second episode today, we will narrow down to a few specific areas as well as food, and how to enjoy the best season of the year to visit, and also what kind of souvenirs you can get from Fukuoka. You will love this story if you are planning to visit there.
皆さんこんにちは、ナビゲーターのさゆりです。
Podcast Volume 146、
世界から見た福岡の魅力、日本の魅力を英語で表現しよう。後半エピソードもバイリンガルエピソードとして、国際人のためにどんどん進化する福岡の魅力を伝えるウェブメディア、福岡ナウのニック・サーズさんをゲストにお迎えしてお送りしていきます。福岡でラジオの番組をしていた時には国内外からたくさんのアーティストの方々にインタビューさせていただく機会をいただいたんですけれども、本当に皆さん口を揃えて福岡は食べ物が美味しい、お魚が美味しいとおっしゃっていたのを記憶しています。ただですね、当時はその意味がやっぱりいまいちよく分かってなかったみたいなんですよね。で、10年以上福岡を離れてみて初めて帰省するたびに、うわー本当にお刺身が新鮮と毎回感動するので、やっと気づいたという感じなんです。きっと私だけではないと思うんですけれども、仕事柄いろんな都道府県の方々とお話をすることがあるんですけれども、私たちやっぱりなかなか日本だけじゃなくて、もちろんオーストラリアとか他の国でもそうだと思うんですが、自分の出身地とか自分の住む町を客観的に見たりとか、その魅力に気づくことってやっぱりもう当たり前になっているので、デフォルトになっているので難しいんだなということを感じます。なので今回のエピソードが福岡を知るきっかけ、それから自分の町を改めて考えるきっかけになれば嬉しいです。
And you were mentioning about food, right? When I was living in Fukuoka, I didn't really notice that. But, you know, every time I had, because I was a radio DJ and I had a lot of interviews with musicians and artists, and like every one of them told me that they love the food. The food is delicious, and I didn't really feel it. But now I'm living in Kanagawa.Shonan area, and every time I go back, when I, you know, first experience sashimi bite in Fukuoka this time, I feel like, oh my goodness, this is so fresh.
そうそうそう。だから住んでた時は分からないんだけど、離れると気づくんですよね。
What kind of seafood do you recommend?
For me, seafood, そうですね。もう、あの、サバ。
サバ。サバね。
サバのみりん、サバのみりんがね、まあ大好物。
すごい日本人だ。
I like seafood. Oysters, of course. Fukuoka is famous for, in the winter we have grilled oysters, oyster huts, and I like kaki.
Yeah. You love kaki? Well, that's great because you live in Itoshima area, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so what's new about Itoshima area? I haven't been to Itoshima for a long time. I used to go there for surfing and, you know, beach walking and, but for the past.
That's still there. That hasn't changed. But Itoshima is an area about 35 minutes drive from Fukuoka to the west. Mm-hmm. And yes, it has natural sandy beaches and also farmland. And also there's some hills or mountains, small mountains nearby. So it's a great place for a lot of nature, very close to Fukuoka. Mm. And what's new there is just it's becoming more and more popular. So there's more little restaurants or beach cafes, and maybe more people are coming to drive through it.
Mm-hmm. 福岡といえばやっぱりお魚が美味しいと有名なんですけれども、ニックさんもサバのみりんが大好物とおっしゃってましたね。美味しいですよね、新鮮だと。それから牡蠣、特に糸島は牡蠣小屋で有名ですけれども、説明の仕方がやっぱり絶妙だなと感じました。車で中心部から30分ではなくって35 minutes 35分と説明してくれていたところが、もうさっとその言葉数字が出るというところがやっぱさすがだなと思ったんですけれども、絶対にやっぱり海外の友人からはどれくらいかかる電車で車でと聞かれますので、そのあたり押さえておくといいですよね。私自身も福岡に住んでいた時は糸島にサーフィンに行ったりビーチカフェに行ったりしてましたけれども、やっぱり今は都内から移住したりとか二重生活を送る方も多くって、どんどん人気になっているエリアです。中心部から西に35分車で走ると、砂浜や小さな山や丘など都市から近くて自然を堪能できる場所として最近人気になってきていて、レストランやビーチカフェが増えていますと。
So, what kind of food do you recommend for travelers when they visit Fukuoka? You said Saba and what else?
What else?
他にもおすすめを聞いてみたんですけれども、いわゆる博多名物だけではない、観光する方にも喜んでいただけそうなアイディアがありました。
Of course, I mean, if you're coming from overseas, you should enjoy Japanese food, but not only Japanese food. Interesting thing about Japan is that there are many, especially not, you know, young or independent owner chef restaurants, like small places where the owner is actually doing the cooking. Those are the type of restaurants I like.
Right.
Maybe it's a counter and maybe 2-3 tables, and the owner does most of the cooking himself or herself. I like those. There's a lot of independent small restaurants in Fukuoka, and that's what I recommend. So maybe the chef, you know, spent a year or two in France or Italy or Australia or anywhere, and they come back and they use the local ingredients to make something of their own. So it's fresh local ingredients and then the cooking style, whatever they like. So I like that kind of thing.
Oh, I really agree with that, because you know, when you live in Tokyo area, Kanto area, you have to spend a lot of money to be able to get that kind of feeling.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But that kind of independent, like restaurant.
So.
Yeah, it's really, really special, right? Special feeling and connection with the chef and...
Right.
Yeah.
We like, Emiko and I, we like to go to a restaurant with a counter. We like to sit at the counter.
いいね! Talking to the chef and...
Oh, that's right. Talking to the chef, and then usually you can sort of look and see, you know, how they're cooking, what they're cooking. So we like that. It's not just the food, it's the communication.
でもそのアイディアはすごくいいアイディアかもしれないです。福岡で何を食べたらいいってよく聞かれるんですけど、
I didn't have that idea to introduce.
本当にこれいいアイディアだと思ったんですね。日本食とか博多名物というのはもちろんですし、有名で、まあ、ちょっと割高だけどすごくゴージャスな気持ちになれるレストランももちろんですけれども、彼のおすすめはシェフがメインで調理していたりとか、カウンターだけとか席の数はわずかというような小さなプライベートレストラン、シェフがオーナーのレストラン、まあ、そういったところが僕は好きなんです。フランスやイタリア、それこそオーストラリアなんかで料理を学んだシェフたちが帰国して地元のフレッシュな食材を調理してくれるようなレストランがおすすめです。そんな小さなレストランのカウンターに座ってシェフとお話ししたり調理しているところを見るのが好きです。ただ食事を楽しむだけではなく、コミュニケーション全体を楽しめるからなんですと。 これこそ本当の贅沢だと私も共感でした。
I mean, you can go to a big restaurant, but if it's owned by a run by a company, it's、mm. you know, the passion level goes down, I think, compared to going to a.
Get it. そうなんですよね。で、コストが安いからちょっと安め、mm. あのリーズナブルで、mm. でフレッシュで、だからすごくなんかこう得した気分になると思います。
そうです。あ、いい言い方ですね。
いい言い方。ね、お得、お得、そうそうそうそう。そうなの、それ
はお得、うん、
お得あ、なるほどなるほど、あ、いいね、はい、そのキャッチコピー、いい、ね、あんまりあのスタイリッシュではないけど、でもそのなんだろう、英語であります、 Do you have that word?
It's like clever, it's a good choice, clever, good value, but good value just means, you know, less money,
so、mm.Right. I don't know how to say that, express yeah, that in English.
Yeah, I'd just say in one or two words,、mm. Good deal.
Ah, so on. This is our homework、
Great.
To introduce.
I have to think about that.
Yeah, but it's a good word. お得。そうそうそう。
お得。
そうね。それいいかもしれない。
So we are talking about Fukuoka is really, really reasonable, good value or good bargain or something like that. If you speak English and have any good ideas to express this in English, please, please let us know.
T-shirt 作りましょうか T-shirt。
あ、いいね、お得、お得。それいいと思う。That's a good idea.
Yeah, how about sweets and souvenirs? Do you have anything you like?
あの、そうね、あるあるある。
ある、
There's a 和菓子、a Japanese sweet called、鈴かけ。
Oh, yeah!
And then、oh, 大福ね。
大福。
いちご
大福。Yes!
でも、一応大福はね、どこでもというか、あの、結構あるのはあるんですけども、この鈴かけのいちご大福がめっちゃめちゃ美味しいよ。もう全然違います。
One of my favorites too.
Really?
Okay. I actually bought some this time. 美味しいですよね。
めっちゃ美味しいでしょ。それがね、もう贅沢というか。
わかる。
This is not from Fukuoka, but from Kyushu. Another recommendation I have is Fukusaya. Famous for the castella cake. But they sell a version that comes in very small boxes, cube.
Right.
It's called cube. They brought a cube.Mm-hmm. And I often take that as a souvenir overseas.
Right.
And the reason is, well, Fukusaya's castella is fantastic, it's delicious,、mm-hmm. but this sort of small paper box packaging is、mm-hmm. very Japanese, very、ah. clever, the way it opens.
Okay.
Not origami じゃないけど, でも it's like a paper craft.
Right,
and
right,
it's right. very easy to eat, just enough for one person.
Right.So,
I highly recommend
not
that.
Just because it's light.
The wrapping, the wrapping,
yeah, wrapping,
the presentation,
right.
the portion size.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, we take it overseas and it lasts for maybe 4 or 5 days as well, too. It makes a really nice gift because that's also interesting. In Japan, often gifts are individually wrapped. You know, they have a box、mm-hmm. and little senbei とか whatever it is are individually wrapped.That's not so popular overseas, but、mm-hmm. it does have an advantage is that you, when you want to pass out、mm-hmm. A present, you know, to a group in the office,、mm-hmm. or family, it's very easy to do. So、this castella, no, Fukusaya cube castella,、mm-hmm. exactly that. If you buy a regular cake,、right. like a castella、mm-hmm. cake, it's huge.
I know.
It's,
big,
it's、mm-hmm. not even cut. You need a、mm-hmm. knife, a plate.
Yeah.、
But the cube is already in these little...Very light, small paper boxes.
なるほど。お土産ってどんな風に皆さん選びますか？軽い、名物、美味しいとかいろいろあると思うんですけれども、九州のお土産として長崎のカステラ屋さん福佐屋のキューブタイプのものを紹介してくれました。なぜかというと、美味しいというのはもちろんのこと、この福祖屋のキューブタイプのものは、まあ、シーズンごとに桜だったりとかこういろんな日本も体験できるラッピングがされていますし小さなペーパーボックスに入っているので折り紙のようなその包み方が日本らしい贈り物の 開き方、まあ、日本の文化をプレゼンテーションができるということで、とってもクレバーで、でナイフもお皿もいらないので食べやすいですし、一人ずつに配れますし、数日間日持ちもするということで、全てがこのお土産で表現できるから、よくお土産に持っていくんだよねということで、中身だけではなくプレゼンテーションの仕方を大事にされています。
All right, so we are going to have the Golden Week very soon, and I know that, you know, a lot of people from Asia, you know, Asian countries and travelers from around the world probably visit Fukuoka. Is there any seasonal events or recommendations for them?
Of course, here in the city, there's something called, Gold Weeks all over Japan, but we have Dontaku.
So da.
Dontaku, third and fourth, I believe. And maybe goes until the fifth as well, too. But basically, those 2 days, the third and the fourth. And it's a huge festival. It's a citizens' matsuri, festival, meaning that a lot of people participate in groups like offices or whatever, associations or clubs, and they march through the streets. And they form groups and they march through the streets for 2 days on the third and the fourth. And there's all kinds of stages around the city with stage performances, music, food stalls. It's a big party. And many people come in. It's during Golden Week, as I say. So people come into the city from outside other parts of Fukuoka to do shopping. I guess nature-wise is wisteria, the flower Fuji, wisteria. The purple flower is in bloom.
Where can you see that? Yeah.
Yeah, it's just starting now, but it will be still in bloom, I think, in Golden Week. And Tsutsuji, azalea. Azalea Tsutsuji is now coming into bloom now. It's just a beautiful, I think Golden Week is one of the best times to be in Kyushu because it's not hot. It's before the rainy season, it's before the hot summer.
Right.
Spring has begun.
Right. And how about Dazaifu? I couldn't really visit Dazaifu this time, but your wife actually strongly recommended me to visit there because there was something new right now in the limited of time and a lot of innovation in the area.
Of course, Dazaifu is always a favorite place to visit. There's Dazaifu Temmangu, the main shrine, but not only that, there's other shrines very nearby within walking distance and temples. And Dazaifu Temmangu itself is a big supporter of the arts, and they have there's public art you can see on the shrine grounds by international artists, amongst the trees or, you know, just everywhere. And they have a gallery, an art gallery of their own inside the shrine area that's very, how should I say, progressive, modern. It's really cool. It's not like some, you know, I don't know, dusty old gallery. It's really quite cool place. Then there's the National Museum. One of the few national museums all of Japan is really close to Dazaifu Shrine. So there's a lot of reasons to go to Dazaifu. And again, it's a nice time of year.
主に3つの視点から紹介をしてくれました。自分の出身地を紹介するのに、訪れるのにベストシーズンっていつ？なんて聞かれることがあるんですけれども、まあこれからやってくるゴールデンウィークシーズンというのは、福岡や九州を訪れるのにやっぱりベストシーズンじゃないかなということで、お祭りと季節のお花とそれからおすすめの観光地ということで、一つ目は5月3日4日のゴールデンウィーク中に開催される博多どんたく紹介してくれました。英語ではこんな風に伝えてくれました。市民のお祭りなので、地元もさまざまな企業や団体がグループになって町中をマーチ行進します。ステージパフォーマンスや屋台なんかもあるので、みんなが陽気な気持ちになって楽しいですよと。まずは博多どんたく、それから季節のお花としてはウィステリア藤、アザリアツツジも満開になりますので、梅雨前、夏の暑い時期でもないこの新緑の季節は、1年の中でも九州を訪れるのにベストシーズンですよと。 それから神社やアートなんかもご紹介したいですよね。やはり太宰府天満宮、この太宰府天満宮だけではなく、そのエリア自体が世界のアートを楽しめるエリアとなっているというふうに伝えてくれました。とってもモダンでアートギャラリーもありますし、すぐ近くには九州国立博物館もありますので、ベストシーズンに一緒に訪れるいい機会です。
And you can actually travel to other cities. It's pretty close, right? Saga and Kumamoto area. It's pretty close, right?
Yeah, there's a great network of trains, and they have kankou reisha. They have these sort of tourist trains run by JR mostly. Mm-hmm. And they have different kinds. They have like really super expensive premium ones, but they also have some reasonable trains as well too. Some that go to Yufuin, you know, or some that go to Sasebo House Tenbosh. Different parts of all over Kyushu, they have even one of these tourist trains that goes around a loop around the whole island.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're coming to Kyushu, I would highly recommend looking into those tourist trains, they're called.
Mm-hmm. 私の海外の友人なんかも、都内に入ってからも日本全体を日本列島を縦断するような旅のプランを立てる友人も結構多いんですけれども、ニックも福岡だけではなく九州全体を楽しめる観光列車を強くおすすめします。 Highly recommend ということで、まあ、観光列車に乗って他の県も回ってみてくださいね。
Yeah.
And you should hold on to this Fukuoka map
right,
when they visit.
Right.
Yeah. So yeah. This is spring and summer version.
We publish a map. We call it Now Map, like Fukuoka Now, Now Map.
Oh, okay.
The title, it does say Best Map of Fukuoka, because we really think it is the best map. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's a paper map.
It's got everything.
A very detailed map that you can use to walk around the city, discover new places. And it's available free at...
It's free. They're
all the hotels
free.
In Fukuoka.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Where can they get this map?
Well, pretty much every hotel in Fukuoka has it. At train stations, like the tourist information centers, it's available. Well, I mean, if you come to Fukuoka, please be sure to check out our website, because we really have just tons of information, especially event information for when you come, like what's going on. There's usually all kinds of, you know, festivals taking place. So that's on fukuoka-now.com. We have social media. We update Instagram every day. And Facebook, Fukuoka Now on Facebook. We update every day with some useful information. And we have a YouTube channel called Kyushu Live. And there we do things like live stream, like walking through different parts of Kyushu, and short videos as well too. Well, I think just as listening to you, Saori, is that, you know, we really should appreciate just how wonderful, if you live in Fukuoka, don't forget to appreciate just how nice it is. If you haven't come to Japan yet, you're thinking about visiting Japan, don't just, I mean, almost everyone goes to Tokyo, Kyoto, they go to the same places, right? Consider coming down to Kyushu, because it's a little more subtle, but I think you'll have a good time. And see the real Japan down here in Kyushu.
Real Japan.
私も今回考えるのにとってもいい機会をいただきました。最後にリスナーの皆さんに質問です。あなたの出身地や住んでいる町の魅力のハイライトをどのように英語で表現しますか？またあなたの町の魅力のキャッチコピーはどんな言葉で表現できますか?
Thank you so much for joining us, Nick.
Most welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
さあ、この番組は自分軸を確立し、自分らしさを最大限に表現することで世界がより良くなるというビジョンで配信しています。私一人だけではなく、世界の声、そして皆さんからの声もお届けできたらいいなと思っています。皆さんからのメッセージ、ご質問、リクエストも受け付けています。インスタグラムはさゆりセンス はグローバル育児、スペルは GLOBALIKUJI で検索して、ぜひフォローやメッセージでつながってくださいね。ホームページからはゼロからマスターまでのストーリーやキャラクターがわかる心理学診断も無料で体験いただくことができます。お役に立てたら嬉しいです。 Hope to hear from you. Alright, thank you for listening. Take care and enjoy your life. Till next time. Bye bye.
Who you are, who makes the world a better place. A better place.